KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have light snow, 14 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for light snow or flurries this morning and a high today around 20. So far, we picked up 0.3 inch of snowfall outside of the KJAN studios. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the news brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Let's quickly look down the list, the short list that is, of school delays or cancellations otherwise weather-related this morning. ACGC schools have a two-hour late start today, also two-hour late start for the Bedford Community School District. Exira EHK is a scheduled full day set for today. Panorama is 2 hours late this morning with no early dismissal today. Southwest Valley and Trainer are 2 hours late. West Central Valley is also 2 hours late with no morning preschool at West Central Valley. And the livestock sale at the Creston Livestock for today has been rescheduled for this Friday, and that'll be at 11 a.m. In the news, one of three suspects in a fatal shooting at a New Year's party in Sioux City has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. 19-year-old Christopher Morales of Sioux City also pleaded not guilty Monday to armed with intent and three counts of reckless use of a firearm. He and two others are accused of forcing someone into a home where the party was occurring and then firing 27 shots into the home. 18-year-old Mia Kritis was killed and three others were injured. Police say they believe they've arrested everyone involved in the shooting, but they're still trying to determine how the suspects got their weapons. The Iowa Department of Public Health this morning reports a total of 315,152 confirmed COVID-19 cases statewide since the outbreak began, with an additional 1,086 cases confirmed since 10 a.m. Tuesday through just about 7 a.m. today. There were four additional deaths reported yesterday, leaving the statewide death toll at 4,492. The IDPH this morning said there was one more COVID-19 outbreak among long-term care facilities in the state for a total of 61. The LTCs account for 1,958 of Iowa's current positive cases, and the outbreaks account for 1,871 of the total deaths. Health officials say 1,137 long-term care facility patients have recovered. They also said there are 408 hospitalizations, which were seven less than Tuesday. 81 patients are in intensive care. 76 patients had been admitted to the hospital since 10 a.m. Tuesday, and 37 people are on a ventilator. In RMCC Region 4, those are hospitals in western and southwest Iowa, 27 people are hospitalized with COVID, six are in an ICU, three were admitted since Monday, and one person is on a ventilator. Iowa's average reported 14-day positivity rate continues to decline from 10.3% Tuesday to 10.2% today. And the past seven-day average is 7.8%. Of the state's total confirmed cases, 277,831 Iowans have recovered. You can take a look at the county-by-county data in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. Well, committees in the Iowa House and Senate have approved a bill to require 100% in-person classes in Iowa schools. Republican Representative Phil Thompson of Jefferson said parents in some districts haven't had the choice to send their kids to school every weekday.
As Iowa reopened its schools in the fall, the learning experiences have not been equitable for our children. National studies show that keeping kids out of the classroom has resulted in significant learning loss.
The bill is a priority for Republican Governor Kim Reynolds. Representative Tracy Ellert, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids who is a teacher, says the bill is being fast-tracked before adequate safeguards are in place for both students and educators.
We are telling you what is going on and what is happening in these schools.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released a report this week showing there is little evidence that in-person classes in K-12 schools are contributing to the rapid spread of COVID-19. The CDC researchers did recommend, however, schools require face masks, maintain social distancing, and improve ventilation systems to keep the infection rates low. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is preparing to release the results of a study of the fees charged for using state parks next month. The chief of the State Parks, Forests, and Preserves Bureau, Todd Caulfield, said they did the study at the direction of lawmakers.
Direction was for us to compare prices with other public utilities that provide camping services similar to what we do in state parks. And we have gone through that, compared each location to a 60-mile radius. We have identified the amenities that a visitor will be able to experience and utilize. And we've kind of identified some of our lower used areas where we'll be able to focus and promote the activities that visitors can use.
Caulfield says this comes after a period when parks were shut down by the pandemic and there were concerns about the future.
There were a lot of questions of, if we're not making money, then how are we going to survive? But as the state regained its position and composure and we brought it back, people really engaged with the idea of getting out and doing more with their families in the newfound time that they had.
Caulfield said the comeback included 16.5 million visitors to state parks. The camping revenue is higher, he said, than it was last year, even though they were closed for a month. Just to put that into perspective, Caulfield says our revenue for cabins and overnight accommodations has increased, and he said the pandemic helped them focus on a best operate the parks system. Caulfield made his comments during the Natural Resources Committee meeting, which was held last week. In our funeral announcements, Robert Kelly, age 68, of Atlantic, died January 20th at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Robert Kelly will be today at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Face masks and social distancing are required during the service, which will be live streamed on Roland's website. Leona Rohe, age 96, of Manning, died Sunday in Carroll. A mass of Christian burial for Leona Rohe will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Social distancing and face masks will be required. Barbara Jean Duval, age 96, of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Barbara Jean Duval will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Karen Radcliffe Mulgard, age 79, of Atlantic, died January 20th at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Karen Radcliffe Mulgard will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Tom Harris, age 61, of Anita, died Sunday at Caring Acres Nursing Home in Anita. Funeral services for Tom Harris will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Anita has the arrangements. Lorraine Kors, age 88, of Garner and formerly of Atlantic, died January 18th. Graveside services for Lorraine Kors will be on Monday at 10 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Cataldo Funeral Home of Garner has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.